This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The media news of this Wednesday comes to us as things so often do now online. Facebook has worked out a deal with 9 content companies, the New York Times and BuzzFeed among them, that will let those companies publish articles directly on Facebook instead of just providing a link to their own websites. What this means for you and me is that we can get to those articles faster. And yes, we are just talking maybe a couple of seconds faster. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, time is money, you know.
As we all know, there is a lot of important information on the internet that we demand to see quickly. Yes. Well, that's a baby sloth, but
I feel happy of myself.
That's a little boy learning how to ride a bike. But we still demand to see these things now or not at all.
You really only have about 3 seconds for a web page to load fully before the person's gone.
That's Sean Work, director of inbound marketing at Kiss Metrics. They track customer data online for sites like Netflix and Hulu.
For certain businesses, it has a profound effect on their bottom line.
In Facebook's case, if a page takes too long to load, people either won't go to it or they'll exit the Facebook app and open it in some other browser. In either case, Facebook misses out on important data.
How long you spent on the article? Did you read half of it and go away from it? Did you watch any of the multimedia or the videos?
Deborah Aja-Williamson is principal analyst at eMarketer. That information is important for advertisers and for Facebook to give people more content they want to click on. And if that content is hosted on Facebook servers,
it really makes it possible for people to just stay in that happy little Facebook universe that Facebook has built.
So ultimately, getting content in front of people faster keeps people in front of Facebook longer. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.